Tonight on the Worldview Report, Arizona's Attorney General has opened an investigation into Maricopa County, Arizona's botched handling of the 2022 midterm elections. At least one state governor is sending a strongly worded reminder to all public schools that they have absolutely no right to mandate the COVID vaccine for students. A key Republican member of Congress says the new GOP-controlled House of Representatives will make a push to repeal Biden's vaccine mandate for the military and reinstate all unvaxxed troops. And the energy crisis, well, it's coming home to the United States. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening, and welcome to the Worldview Report. I'm your host, Brannon House. Just the News reports that the Arizona Attorney General's office has opened an inquiry into Maricopa County's handling of the midterm elections, demanding a full report of well-publicized irregularities and warning there is evidence of, quote, statutory violations, end quote. The letter from Attorney General Mark Brnovich's Election Integrity Unit marks a major escalation in the dispute over how voters were treated on Election Day in the state's largest county, where scores of ballot tabulators had problems because of printing problems. The problems have delayed the declaration of a winner in the razor-thin state attorney general's race, and they led GOP gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake to question as premature the media's declaration that her opponent, Democrat Katie Hobbs, won that race. The letter sent late Saturday from Assistant Attorney General Jennifer Wright to the county's Chief Civil Division Attorney, Thomas Liddy, demanded a full report on how the tabulator and printer issues were handled, as well as a copy of each voting location's official ballot report, including any discrepancies and explanations. Wright demanded the evidence be turned over prior to the county sending its final canvas for certification of the vote, which is due by November 28th. She writes, quote, "These complaints go beyond pure speculation, but include firsthand witness accounts that raise concerns regarding Maricopa's lawful compliance with Arizona election law. Furthermore, statements made by both Chairman Gates and Recorder Richer, along with information Maricopa County released through official modes of communication, appear to confirm potential statutory violations of Title 16, end quote. We'll keep you posted. Longtime University of Connecticut women's basketball associate head coach Chris Daly collapsed before the start of the number 5 ranked Huskies game against 10th ranked North Carolina State, and this happened on Sunday afternoon. As the national anthem ended, Daly had to be held up by UConn personnel before she was laid down on the court. She was attended to by medical personnel for a few minutes before she was placed on a stretcher and wheeled off the court. Daly, who is 63, waved to the crowd and smiled as she left the court. Players from both teams were sent back to their locker rooms after the incident. When they returned, the officials met at half court and put an extra 10 minutes on the clock for the teams to warm up before the game tipped off. Daly did not return to the sidelines and was taken to UConn Health Center to be treated. No updates were given on her condition, but she was released later that evening. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is reminding school leaders that the experimental COVID vaccine is prohibited from being made mandatory as a school entry requirement in Texas, a prohibition that's been in effect since 2021. Abbott sent a letter to Texas Education Agency Commissioner Mike Moranth and to all school superintendents, stating the COVID-19 vaccine cannot be mandated as part of school entry requirements. That's according to Just the News. He did so after the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices for the Centers for Disease Control recommended that the COVID-19 vaccine be added to the immunization schedules for adults and school-aged children. While it didn't create a federal vaccine mandate, Abbott said, quote, many schools across the United States, including some in Texas, rely on CDC guidance to craft school entry requirements for students, end quote. He urged Morath and superintendents, quote, to remind our state schools that per Executive Order GA-39, which has been in effect since August 25, 2021, no governmental entity in Texas can mandate the COVID-19 vaccine, end quote. The order allows all parents and guardians to choose not to give their children the vaccine, which is still only available through emergency use authorization, which means it is experimental in nature. Abbott argues the order empowered parents and guardians, quote, to be the primary decision makers in their children's health care, despite attempts at federal overreach into the health care decisions of Americans, end quote. He said Texas remains committed to honoring and defending, quote, the freedom of parents to choose what is best for the health and well-being of their families, end quote. The Texas legislature also enabled parents and guardians to opt out of vaccinating their children for health reasons and reasons of conscience. These statutes still apply. Quote, regardless of what the CDC may suggest, in Texas, the COVID-19 vaccine remains voluntary, end quote. That's what Abbott said. And he went on to say, quote, Texas schools shall not require students to receive the COVID-19 vaccine for any reason, end quote. The executive order prohibits all governmental entities from compelling any individual to receive a COVID-19 vaccine. It also prohibits all state agencies, cities, and counties from adopting or enforcing, quote, any order, ordinance, policy, regulation, rule, or similar measure that requires an individual to provide, as a condition of receiving any service or entering any place, documentation regarding the individual's vaccination status for any COVID-19 vaccine, end quote. At a time when the G20 nation, well, they just issued a declaration favoring digital health passports for all nations. Thus, what's going on in Texas, it's huge. And it's coming from the largest conservative state in the U.S. So hopefully, other red states will follow suit and keep their people free of the technocrat authoritarianism that's coming down from the globalist entities. Governor Abbott's executive order also states that any public or private entity that receives or will receive public funds, quote, through any means, including grants, contracts, loans, or other disbursements of taxpayer money, shall not require a consumer to provide, as a condition of receiving any service or entering any place, documentation regarding the consumer's vaccination status for any COVID-19 vaccine, end quote. Great for the state of Texas. Army Green Beret Mike Waltz, a Republican congressman from Florida, told Breitbart News that now the Republicans will control the House. Therefore, there will be a push to end the Biden Pentagon's vaccine mandate and bring back troops who were discharged for not wanting to take the vaccine. Quote, you're going to see a push to end the mandate, probably through the National Defense Authorization Act bill. And also, there will be a push to restore those that have been discharged, end quote. That's what Waltz said, who is slated to chair the House Armed Services Subcommittee on Readiness. He said Republicans will also take a look at the religious exemption process, which allowed troops to request exemption from the coronavirus vaccine, but was approved by the military services for only a small number of cases, primarily for those already leaving the force. Federal courts, so far, Well, they have halted punishment for service members in the Navy and the Air Force and Marine Corps who filed for religious exemptions. Walz said he expects resistance from the Pentagon. Quote, so we'll have to roll up our sleeves, and when we get into actual legislative language on really pressing the point that this one was developed very differently, end quote. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank you for your continued support by bringing you the biggest bath sale ever. Get my six-piece towel sets for the lowest price ever, only $39.96. His and her bathrobes, 50% off. Bath mats for as low as $17.49. And I'm also excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. And now they come in even more colors and wide sizes. They're made with the same great patented technology. And yes, you'll still save $90 a pair. So get the biggest savings ever on bath sheets, bath mats, washcloths, hand towels, bathrobes, slippers, and so much more. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and get deep discounts on all MyPillow bath products, including our six-piece towel sets. Regular $89.98, now only $39.96. Get all your shopping in while quantities last, so please order now.
Welcome back. Members of the House Financial Services Committee have received hundreds of thousands of dollars from Sam Bankman-Fried and others at his now bankrupt cryptocurrency company, FTX. But here's where it gets really interesting. No less than 9 members of the House Financial Services Committee have received money from FTX totaling over $300,000. According to a review of Federal Election Commission records by the Washington Free Beacon, Bankman-Fried was a major contributor to Democratic candidates during the midterm election cycle, funneling most of his donations through a political action committee called Protect Our Future PAC. So don't expect those 9 members to want any part of actually getting to the bottom of this scandal. Fox Business reports that Rep. Chai Garcia, a Democrat from Illinois, is the only member of the committee who publicly pledged to return a $2,900 contribution from FTX leaders. The lawmaker was also the beneficiary of nearly a $200,000 ad blitz funded by Protect Our Future PAC. Bankman-Fried funneled an estimated $262,200 to Republicans throughout the 2021-2022 election cycle, according to the FEC records. His contributions to Republicans paled in comparison to the nearly $40 million he contributed to Democratic campaigns, but still represented a significant sum. What most people don't realize is that FTX was more than just a crypto trading company. It also funneled money into a nonprofit foundation that awarded grants to pharmaceutical companies working on experimental biomedical products. Uncancelled News reports that hundreds of grants and investments totaling at least $132 million were earmarked by the FTX Foundation and its FTX Future Fund for use in developing new bioweapons, otherwise known as so-called vaccines, and other chemical and pharmaceutical products. These grants are now officially null and void, and their recipients, well, they're now in a panic about it. Following the announced resignation of the entire Future Fund leadership team on November 11th, one of the companies that was supposed to receive a cash grant from it, Secure Bio, lamented the fact that employees at the firm will now be out of a job unless emergency backup funding is procured. Another company, a biotechnology firm called Sherlock Biosciences, was supposed to receive $2 million from the Future Fund to study infectious diseases. Helix Nano, a similar firm within the same field, was supposed to receive $10 million for vaccine research. Then there is Our World in Data, which was supposed to be given $7.5 million to so-called track trends relevant to humanity's long-term prospects, whatever that's supposed to mean. FTX was also involved in research to so-called debunk the merits of ivermectin as a viable remedy for the Wuhan coronavirus, or COVID-19. According to Molly Kovite, a lawyer and member of the what's called Effective Altruism Group, all of these organizations and others that received money from an FTX entity within the 90 days prior to its bankruptcy declaration could be forced to pay it all back through a process known as clawback. Meanwhile, U.S. Senators Elizabeth Warren, Democrat from Massachusetts, and Richard Durbin, Democrat from Illinois, are requesting that Bankman-Fried, the former FTX CEO, and John J. Ray III, the current CEO, provide more information about what happened to collapse the fraudulent cryptocurrency exchange. Some 13 different requests for documents, lists, and answers have been sent by these two, who are still awaiting answers on behalf of the American public. House Republican Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said that when he becomes Speaker of the House next year, he plans to remove Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar from the House Foreign Affairs Committee, citing her anti-Semitic comments. McCarthy told the Republican Jewish Coalition's 2022 leadership meeting in Las Vegas Saturday that, quote, "We watch anti-Semitism grow, not just on our campuses, but we watched it grow in the halls of Congress. I promised you last year that as Speaker, she will no longer be on foreign affairs, and I'm keeping that promise," end quote. That's what he said to cheers from the audience. Take a look.
You know, I made another promise to you last time. There was this congresswoman, Ilhan Omar. That's a rightful boo. I remember what she said about me. I remember what she said about Israel. Remember what she said about the relationship. I remember it so much. I promised you last year that as Speaker, she no longer would be on foreign affairs. And I'm keeping that promise now.
McCarthy is the likely next speaker once Republicans take the majority in January, pending a vote for the position on January 3rd. Republicans will have a slim majority, so he can only afford to lose a handful of votes. We'll keep you posted. One of the highlights of last week's G20 meeting was the face-to-face meeting between Presidents Biden and China's Xi Jinping. In that meeting, the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs outlined what really mattered. Xi reportedly told Biden that Taiwan's independence is simply out of the question. Xi Jinping also expressed hope that NATO, the EU, and the U.S. will engage in, quote, comprehensive dialogue, end quote, with Russia. Instead of confrontation, the Chinese president chose to highlight the layers of common interest and so-called cooperation. Biden, according to the Chinese, made several points. The U.S. does not seek a new Cold War, does not support Taiwan independence, does not support two Chinas or one China, one Taiwan, does not seek decoupling from China, and does not want to contain Beijing. So in short, Biden pretty much promised to give China everything it wants. Shocker. Right? I mean, after all, is he not bought and paid for through his son, Hunter Biden? I guess that's what many say, and maybe some investigations by the new Republican House will get to the bottom of it. At President Trump's 2024 presidential announcement at Mar-a-Lago, Mike Lindell was in attendance and eager to speak his mind. The media wanted to talk to him, so Mike talked about the stolen election and paper ballots. Here's Mike's account of what happened.
Here we are live at Mar-a-Lago. Look at all the fake news from around the world. I just had a ball with them, talked to almost all of them. They asked me about Ron DeSantis running against Donald Trump, and I said, after tonight, Ron will just endorse him in the morning. You gotta believe that. Why would you wanna waste all that time, energy, money, and everything else? So very exciting here, and I'm in my element with all the fake news, doing interviews. And the main thing is what? Melt down the machines.
and turn them into prison bars. And it's been pretty amazing. And one of them's France here, and they told me that they do paper ballots hand counted, and they don't have any problems. I'm going, wow, what a concept. I said, the rest of you journalists, are you listening to this? I said, you guys should learn from this and start printing what we have to do to save our country. So anyway, everybody, we'll check in a little bit later. Here we are live from Mar-a-Lago. God bless you all.
German residents should prepare for short-term power outages this winter. That's what the head of Germany's Federal Office for Civil Protection and Disaster Relief has warned in an interview with a German news outlet. Ralph Tesler told the news outlet, quote, "We have to assume that there will be blackouts this winter. By that, I mean a regional and temporary interruption in the power supply. The cause will not only be energy shortages, but also the targeted temporary shutdown of the networks by the operators, with the aim of protecting the networks and not endangering the overall supply," end quote. He noted that the risk of blackouts will be higher in January and February. He said local authorities in many German cities are prepared for the possibility of blackouts, having developed precise plans and procured emergency generators to ensure the power supply. But some municipalities are in a much worse position, he said. Quote, "We expect short-term blackouts rather than long-lasting, large-scale blackouts. But good preparation is important for that too," end quote. Teisler advised residents and officials alike to prepare for such events, mainly by stocking up on a 10-day supply of water and canned food. He also advised battery-powered communications and candles, adding, quote, "That's what my agency recommends. Our message is prepare in the first place. Be prepared for possible crises. Don't assume that everything will be readily available all the time," end quote. According to CNN Business, low-income Americans living in the Northeast are already turning off their heat, unable to afford the surging prices for heating oil and natural gas. As the first frigid weather of autumn chills the Northeast, many people are faced with a tough decision: deal with the surging costs of heating their homes or turn off the heat and try to wait out old man winter. Home heating prices, well, they skyrocketed, up 18% nationwide on top of last year's 17% spike. That's according to the National Energy Assistance Directors Association. Natural gas is up 25% from a year ago. The liberal corporate media loves to tell stories. That's typically how they relate to an audience that's been conditioned to be fed the news based on the emotions surrounding whatever narrative CNN and the other networks want them to digest. CNN, in its current news narrative, relates the story of Charmaine Johnson, who works in the call center at Philadelphia's Heater Hotline, part of a nonprofit that assists low-income families with their heating systems and bills. CNN says Johnson, 63, can relate to the concerns she's hearing all day. In fact, she too is struggling to afford her heating bills. That's what CNN tells us. With help from her son, quote, "Johnson just paid more than $1,000 to fill part of her oil tank, which she hopes will last her most of the winter," end quote. Johnson tells CNN she doesn't qualify for government assistance with her heating bills. As inflation also pushes up her food budget and other expenses, she's bundling up and keeping the heat turned down, hoping to stretch that oil for as long as possible. Quote, "It's miserable. It's like living in an igloo," end quote, she said. CNN waited until after the election to start telling this dire economic story. Even now, it lies, apparently, about the root cause of this misery. CNN says it's all due to the Russian-Ukraine war and expanding U.S. exports. No, it is Democrat policies to make drilling on federal lands far more expensive and cumbersome, shutting down oil pipelines and subsidizing unreliable solar and wind energy. That's what has caused this crisis. So typical fake news there from CNN. We'll be back with tonight's commentary right after this break. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. You may have heard that Elon Musk has reinstated Donald Trump's Twitter account. Trump, if he wants to, can return to the platform that shut him out while he was a sitting president of the United States. But many other high-profile truth tellers remain suspended from Twitter. Dr. Robert Malone, Dr. Peter McCullough, not to mention political figures like Steve Bannon. They all remain on the sideline looking in. Dr. Peter McCullough has been ostracized simply for telling the truth about COVID and the subsequent mRNA jabs, which he says should have been stopped months ago. Here he is laying it out for the mainstream corporate media and all who listen to the corporate media on why he's been ostracized. They simply refuse to hear the facts. Listen to this.
What ways of communicating all of this to people in ways that they can understand have you found?
I think when people see things that violate their fundamental understanding of good, reasonable clinical practice, they should really question it. Let me give an example. Pregnant women. Pregnant women never take new medications. They never take experimental medications. And we've never had pregnant women take novel, unproven genetic injections. Never. Where for an illness where it characteristically doesn't affect them at all. In fact, our CDC says now 86% of kids have been through the illness. Examples like that, Timothy, I think speak to an understanding that people should have in their minds that something has gone drastically wrong with the government and this biopharmaceutical complex.
And nobody, no doctor, no scientist, no media talking head can dispute those facts. That's why they cannot tolerate Dr. Peter McCullough. He refuses to parrot their lies about the killer vaccines. And we are good friends with Dr. Peter McCullough. He's a regular guest on my show, Brandon House Live. And I've had the privilege of interviewing him in person a few times as well. So pray for Dr. Peter McCullough. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. Thank you, as always, for tuning in and for sharing this broadcast. You can also support us financially in one of a few ways. You can go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code B66. You'll get savings and we get credit. Please use that powerful promo code B66. Get savings, get great products, and help us at the same time keep this broadcast and everything else we're doing on the air. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, and there's my beautiful Yellow Lab Delta basking in the glow of the blue lights, laying on a MyPillow pet bed. You can get your pet one. Like I said, sheets, towels, blankets, pet bed, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, full mattresses. They'll ship them to you in the mail, folks. It's amazing. MyPillow, everybody's talking about it. MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code B66 when you do that. Also, MyStore.com, the home for American entrepreneurs. You'll find a lot of, well, great gifts for Christmas there. And you're helping support America's free market system. It's a website started by Mike Lindell. MyStore.com. Again, use that promo code B66. You get savings, we get credit. MyStore.com, MyPillow.com, promo code B66 on both pages. Also, WVWFoundation.com. That's my foundation that was started several years ago and is committed to using, well, my broadcast to proclaim the truth of a Christian worldview. We allow our foundation to put out that programming and to spread it far and wide. And in fact, we have an affiliate TV station, TV 30 in Milwaukee, that carries us on their terrestrial station at 10 p.m. Apparently, we're competing with the big boys there in Milwaukee with the 10 o'clock news, and I'm hearing from many that we're growing fast. I mean, what would you rather watch, this broadcast or NBC, CBS, ABC in Milwaukee? So again, my foundation allows me to push out programming for free, not to put it behind a paywall immediately, but to put it out there for free. So I'm on many stations every day for my radio show. I do a Sunday night church service here every Sunday night, virtually at 8 p.m. Central Time. I have since 2015. So if you want to support my Biblical Worldview Foundation, you can do that by going to WVWFoundation.com. WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. Thank you for remembering us in your end-of-the-year giving. You can also donate over the phone by calling 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Another way you can support us and buy Christmas gifts is at WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com. You'll find my books there. You'll find some of my CDs there. My new Christmas CD just came out. You'll find that there. You'll find emergency freeze-dried food. That has a 25-year shelf life. You'll find camping supplies, which are also great emergency supplies. But you got a family member that likes to hunt or camp. Many of these things are great for that, too. Dual purpose. You'll find them at WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com. So check that out if you're interested. All right, till next time, I'm Brandon House. Thanks for watching. May God save America. Take care.